Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 23rd day of January. Prepper tip of the day. A bit out of the ordinary for myself, but here it is. I'm going to encourage all of you to please consider the following. Praying for our country, praying for our leaders, and praying for Donald J. Trump, the new president of the United States of America. We're into uncharted territory here. A genuine outsider. A man who's never held political office previously, who's challenging some of the most powerful entities on the planet, quite frankly, with what he's doing. And yes, he does, in fact, need our prayer, as does our leaders, as does our country. So please consider that as your prepper tip of the day. In addition, there was a petition at the White House website where they have a petition to do away with the National Firearms Act. I don't believe that's going to happen on one hand. On the other, it needs to happen, and we need to show support for that as a way of demonstrating to the Donald Trump staff and advisors that there is a groundswell of pro-Second Amendment support out there. We are the constituents. And I signed that petition this morning. It's brand new. It needs 100,000 signatures before it gets any attention from the White House. Once again, I don't hold out any hope that the National Firearms Act will be repealed. Not really, no. I don't believe it's going to happen on one hand. On the other, it's part of the overall efforts to show Second Amendment support as a grassroots matter. There's another matter which I want to encourage you, and this other legislation, the Hearing Protection Act. The Hearing Protection Act, which will remove silencers, also known as suppressors, from the $200 transfer tax and burdensome federal paperwork into becoming treated just like a firearm, a normal rifle, shotgun, pistol, as opposed to be treated in the same category as a machine gun or a destructive device. So the Hearing Protection Act is worthwhile of your attention and worthy of you having your congressman And here's how you do it. Don't just, I know people like to do this, send an email to your congressman. Well, that's not the best thing. The best thing is to make an appointment at your congressional office. Every congressional district has at least one, sometimes several, congressional district offices. You make an appointment, and you go there dressed like you're going to Sunday school or going to a wedding. It's a business appointment. Do your homework first. Make sure you have read a copy and bring a copy with you of the Hearing Protection Act. I hope I'm saying it right because I don't have it here in front of me. And you show up at the appointed time, maybe 5 or 10 minutes early. You meet with a congressional staff person, and you politely discuss that you would like your congressman to support and vote for the Hearing Protection Act. And if you have any influence in your community, it's good for the congressional staff person to know that you're active in a community, that you're maybe you're the deacon of a church, that you belong to a veterans group or a civic group, maybe the Lions Club or the Kiwanis, whatever it might be, that you in turn are an active member in your community, and you have influence with members of your community as an active member of your community. Why should you do this? Well, it shows your congressional staff member that you're not alone and that what you say is important in your community, and you have the ear of other community members, which translates into votes. It's important to know that you're not alone, that you're not that you're part of a network of people that you work with, have lunch with, go to meetings with, and it's important for the congressional staff members to know that you're an active part of the community, so that they will take what you say more seriously. We have open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Drudge Report. Today is the first full working day of Donald John Trump. The first full working day. It's a little after 10 a.m. on the East Coast, so he's about halfway through his morning. He probably started the morning with an intelligence briefing, and he was skipping most of those when he was waiting to take his oath of office. Maybe he got one a week, and that was enough for the time being. But now he's getting one every working day, every morning. I attended classified intelligence briefing myself every morning when I was in Vietnam. Monday morning, we got the briefing for the previous 48 hours. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we got the briefing for the previous 24 hours of what was going on in the Mekong Delta when I was in Vietnam. I was attending a classified briefing at the Tactical Operations Center at the 4th Corps headquarters in Can Tho, Republic of Vietnam. I felt very privileged to be there. I had a security clearance that allowed me to walk in the door. I had a notepad with me to make notes. I don't recall ever getting any handouts. It was all an oral briefing. There were two briefers up front, the American on one side, the officer, the Vietnamese intelligence officer on the other side, and they had various graphics and maps that they would use to give the briefing. So I would make my notes about what had happened in the period before the briefing. I would then leave that briefing room, pick up classified documents from the intelligence section there at 4th Corps headquarters, go on to pick up documents from the CIA, from Army Security Agency, a couple of other stops, and then I would return to my headquarters in psychological warfare, psychological operations, and I would brief my commander. Of course, my commander was certainly welcome to attend those briefings on one hand. On the other, his preference was to I had three different commanders in Vietnam, by the way. His preference was to let John Moore attend the briefing, and then I would brief the commander. So that's how that went down every morning for myself, except the mornings I was flying. I was also, I volunteered to fly combat air missions over Vietnam, where we would distribute our leaflets and play our loudspeaker missions over concentrations of enemy out there in the jungle. And we always picked, and of course I did the picking of where to fly as well. It was another one of my jobs, was to locate the heavy concentrations of Viet Cong and then fly our leaflet missions and loudspeaker missions over those concentrations of enemies, which of course drew enemy fire. The expectation was that we would take hits from enemy ground fire, gunfire, whenever we flew over these concentrations of enemy. And we did. The Air Force guys were always happy when we took hits because they got credit for two combat air missions. Myself being in the Army, I did not. But we would land the C-47, which the commercial version was a DC-3. The crew chief would get on one of those creeper crawlers, such as mechanics use, a little wood platform with wheels on the four corners. And he would roll underneath the fuselage and the wings looking for hits, bullet holes. I was curious the first time I saw him do this, and I got squatted down and looked underneath the bottom of this airplane. And the whole bottom of the aircraft, the wings and the fuselage, was just covered with two by two inch, three by three inch aluminum squares that had been prop riveted on and spray painted to match, where they had repaired bullet holes. Well, since they repaired the bullet holes at the end of every day, they knew when there was new ones. So I'm looking at all these repaired bullet holes and thinking to myself, man, oh man, this must be one tough airplane to take all these bullet holes and still keep flying. I had a lot of respect for the C-47 before I had that knowledge. But after seeing all those bullet holes that the plane had taken and still been able to return to base safely, I gained a lot of respect for that airplane. It was then and still is my favorite aircraft. And if I ever do win the Powerball, I'll be shopping for a DC-3. You can count on it. And getting checked out, I've got, I think, about 20 or 25 hours in my logbook for my pilot training, and at least twice that, maybe 2.5 times that much, unofficial hours that weren't logged into a logbook, both in the States and in Vietnam, where I was at the controls flying aircraft as well. But the DC-3 is certainly my favorite airplane. It's got quite a reputation for being a very tough aircraft. The Russians still have more than 1,000 DC-3s, T-47s in daily use in Russia. They were given to the Russians by the Franklin Roosevelt administration during World War II, and they still got them, and they still use them every day. It's a marvelous airplane. The engineers designed the DC-3. Here's the criteria they were given. They were told how many passengers it had to hold. I think it was 18 or 20. They were told it had to have two engines. They were told the distance it had to be able to fly. And the thing that made it tough for the engineers was the following criteria. It had to be able to take off from their highest altitude airport that they had at the time, which was Denver, more than 5,000 feet above sea level, with a full complement of passengers, luggage, and fully topped off with fuel, with one engine. It had to be able to take off from the highest altitude airport with one engine and fully topped off with a full load of passengers, luggage, and fuel. Because those standards were so serious and so hard to meet, the DC-3 was really seriously over-engineered to be able to meet that criterion. It's a great airplane. I'm a real big fan of it. Donald Trump, President of the United States. It's the stories coming out of the election are both funny and serious. There was a story here at Drudge about an elderly woman demanding that a Donald Trump supporter seated next to her be moved. Well, she found out real quick what happened. She got very vocal in her outrage that a Donald Trump supporter would be seated next to her at an airplane. This happened Saturday, and the young man, I don't know how young he was, but a gentleman named Scott Kutusky, he was preparing to sit down next to this woman, and she asked him if he was coming to Washington, D.C. to protest or support the president, and he verbalized that he was going to support the president and support what was going on there. Well, she went into a tirade, and she ended up being removed by the airline, and I think the police showed up as well to remove her from the aircraft. And then the other passengers on the plane were cheering as the woman was being removed from the airplane. I say good riddance. Good riddance. It was the right thing to happen for the right reasons. The true colors of the people who supported Hillary and were against Donald Trump are coming out. They go to Washington, D.C. to show their support for Hillary and their lack of support and being against Donald Trump. And what do? They destroy property. They engage in vulgar language and obscenities. Now we know who these people are, don't we? They're vulgar. They're obscene. They destroy property. They engage in civil disorder. All those things, because they didn't get their way. Well, now we know who they are, don't we? I'm not sure this is over. George Soros has a lot of money, and he's determined to destroy the United States. I'm not sure this is over at all. I am pretty certain that the chiefs of police will now be more ready to do the right thing to stop these civil disorders when they start, as opposed to what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, where the police were put on stand down basically the second night of the riots. They were told to not respond, and they damn near burned the city to the ground, at least the business district. That's not going to happen on this man's watch. Now, if Donald Trump has anything to say about it, the governors will be given the freedom they need to respond quickly to put down these protests sponsored and paid for by George Soros. There is a new sheriff in town, ladies and gentlemen. His name's Donald J. Trump. And he's looking right now at his staff at getting at either dramatically changing or getting rid of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. There's two things that caused, primarily, there's some others, but the two things that caused factories to leave this country were the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA, and GATT, the General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs. Congress, the United States Congress, supported by the President of the United States, provided financial incentives for factories to leave this country and relocate, and financial incentives to bring their foreign-made goods back in this country in the form of little or no tariffs. That's what destroyed the middle class of this country, is those financial incentives under NAFTA and GATT. Here's our break. Call the numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of January. If you're active in the Patriot community, reading the articles at various Patriot websites, such as my website, Steve Quayle, Revolution Radio, my friend Paul Martin, Dave Hodges, Common Sense Show, you'll be reading the occasional article these days that it's not time to stop prepping. It's not time to say, well, everything's fine now. We can go on and not pay attention to these Patriot matters anymore. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. The truth is we still have very serious enemies out there in the form of Russia and China. The truth is the $20 trillion of debt, $9 trillion of which came into being during the watch of Hussein Obama, by the way. Health matters that are getting exponentially worse. Cancer, all kinds of diet-related things. No, seriously. And, of course, drumroll please, the violent climate change that we're at the beginning of right now, which will eventually include violently rising ocean levels. That's not going to go away. These things are very real. And they're in our face. So it's not time to stop. It's time to buckle down and make use of this, what appears to be luxury of time, to make your preps. We got a caller on hold here. We got Robert in Springfield, Missouri. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to touch base on the weekend's events. primarily not just the inaugural, but the Women's March on Washington. I had seen it in the media. It was portrayed as an organic social event that sprung up from social media. And although I think social media played a large part of it, I think the perhaps the CIA assisting social media had even a larger part of it. I was at the March for Women's Lives in 2004, which was almost as large as the event in Washington, D.C. Of course, that was just an event that was in Washington, and it was a year and a half and 2 years in the planning. Are we supposed to believe that an event that was planned out 9 weeks in advance had half a million people in Washington, D.C., and half a million people in downtown Chicago, and 200,000 in New York, and 100,000 in Boston, and people in Paris, and people in Antarctica, and people all over the world? Are we supposed to believe that that all sprung up from social media in the matter of a 9 week period of time? I guess it's right. Possible. I think George Soros is funding most of the organizations and busing in all these people from New York had a lot to do with it. And I think this is like the first salvo. This isn't just a political left wing event, even though, you know, abortion rights and homosexual rights were, you know, the kind of the poster child for most of the groups there, but this was a march for global governance. This was the first salvo is to undermining the Trump administration. All these groups that were, or I should say, the large part of the groups that were attached to all these events around the country, they were all had training seminars and activity training information on how to get politically involved in the grassroots level. You heard Michael Moore refer to this a little bit on the television set. This was about taking over the government, and if there's any kind of a bump in the economy at all coming up, you know, the Republicans aren't even going to be holding the lead in Congress in 2 years. So the race is on, so to speak. But there's even with George Soros's money, there's just no way that you're going to have all these people around the world marching in unity in a 9 week period of time.
Well, those are some great observations, Robert. And I frequently say, in concurrence with what you're saying, there's nothing spontaneous about these protests at all. Not even a little bit.
I think this is America's Arab Spring. That's how significant I think this event was. So, and yet, in some ways, it was kind of ignored by parts of the media in order to not highlight the diminishing of the president's inaugural. So, did he have egg on his face the other day when he had his press secretary come out and mention the, wow, my inaugural was just as large as Obama's inaugural. And, I mean, why even stoop to that? I mean, they have the president of the United States already backpedaling on you're talking about insignificant issues
right. I mean, well, you're right, Robert. They need to be focused on the big stuff. You know, how many people were at the Capitol Mall is really not relevant to anything.
Exactly.
Okay. We appreciate the call, Robert, don't be a stranger. Thank you for calling. Next, we go to Scott in Arizona. We got a break coming up, Scott. Get started here.
Oh, yeah, the federal firearms. Have you ever researched March 4th, 1933, March 9th, all that work that Dr. Schroeder did?
Hold that thought. We'll get back to your comment question after the break. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd January. Yes, I talk about the energy cleaner in about 3 or 4 minutes every hour. This is important. Health is important. I need healthy, strong, alert listeners. The energy cleaner will help you with arthritis pain, back pain, getting a great night's sleep. That's what it does. And I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing when you pay $285 shipping included for an energy cleaner. You need to check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Most energy cleaner buyers these days are going ahead and getting their mattress pad right at the beginning. It's a great combination. You need to check it out at my website, thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day where you can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. The checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800 800-392-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And we've got Scott in Arizona. Let's start fresh here, Scott. What's on your mind?
Well, what they had to do is give themselves authority to pass these laws. So March 4th, 1933, March 9th, that's when FDR came into power. The Federal Reserve wrote a bill, or the law, whatever, and in paragraph 5B, they put the American people on the same status as enemy of the state. So that way they can rule and propagate and tell you what to do and what you can have, blah, blah, blah. And then the first 100 days, they passed all these regulations because you are now enemy of the state, and then they got war powers to be the same as emergency, and of course the Supreme Court agreed with that, so we're in a permanent state of emergency. And I believe it's, if I remember correctly, it's been over 20 years, Public Law 318, if I remember correctly. But just check that period, and then all the states did their emergency legislative, and that one going along with the New Deal. You know, remember, originally the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional, then they packed their court and had a bunch of criminals, and they legalized it.
Right.
So that's where they get their authority, I believe. It's so if we can repeal that one paragraph, IB, all these things would actually disappear. That's where they get their authority. What I'm trying to say is go to where they get their authority.
Right, right, right. Stuff. Right. Well, that's a good observation. I don't know if there's anything. Is there any proposed legislation that you're aware of to do that?
No. But now we're getting in the mood to start repealing stuff, finally. And, like, you know, the suppressor thing, and maybe, like you said, the petition there. And so people are getting the idea. Now we got to teach them where they get their roots to do it. And right, the book was Constitution Factor Fiction by Dr. Gene Schroeder. It's been out of print. If you can find it, get it. And it's all documented, and you can do your own research and go to your own libraries and see what all these emergency acts were.
Well, that's a good everything. Advice. So there'll be a few people who will pay heed and get involved in that kind of activism, but involves work and nuts and bolts research, doesn't it, Scott?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of fun. I've been to a lot of libraries across the country, and a lot of the Civil War trading with enemy acts are very similar to what FDR did and stuff, you know, so, you know.
Well, they were both, in my opinion, Franklin Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln were both heavily influenced by communists and their staffs.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at the money. The greenbacks, that was just fiat. Now we got the Federal Reserve, which is fiat. And,
right.
Yeah. A lot of those Germans came to Minnesota and that
communist Germans were part of the failed communist coup in Germany, became part of Lincoln's cabinet and staff.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's hundreds of years of battling these people. Never ends, does it?
It never does. Anything else,
okay.
Scott?
That's it.
Okay. We appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. There's a lot to this. There's a lot to learn. And some of you will do more diligent research than others. We all have our priorities. We all have our limitations. Everybody's got limitations. And so it's up to you individuals out there what becomes a priority for you, what kind of research you end up doing, what kind of activism you take part in, and so forth. And I certainly respect that. Do what fits who you are and what you want to do. That's what needs to happen. So, yes, absolutely. As I said earlier, there's a new sheriff in town. Donald Trump can't do everything for everybody. He's going to do what he can within the limitations of the executive. And, of course, he will. He will do those things on one hand. On the other, you need to do what you can. And the personal touch makes all the difference. It's all the difference. I told my wife years ago, I said, honey, you need to, when you have a bank transaction, you need to go into the bank and deal with tellers face-to-face, not through the drive-up window. Because if and when an issue comes up, you know people in the bank. And that's important, as opposed to being just an anonymous person in a drive-through window. These personal connections always have and always will make the difference. Being personable. You know, the people on the other side of that counter, it doesn't matter whether it's a bank or a government agency, it might be City Hall, might be a county office, maybe a federal agency. They're just people. People that live in your community, whose children go to school with your children, who go shopping where you go shopping. And treat them decent, be personable to them, joke with them a little bit, and guess what? Things happen. They're just people doing a job. The majority of them want to do a good job for the right reasons. They signed up for whatever that place of employment is at the bank or at City Hall, at the county courthouse, with the federal government because they want to draw a paycheck and have a pension, and the majority of them want to do a good job and go home at the day satisfied that they helped people also. So that's what makes things, and I've been dealing with people now as an adult for more than a half century. And that's how things happen. That's what makes things work, is being personable, having personal connections with these people you do business with, whether it's in the private sector or the public sector. That's what makes things happen. Seriously, it is. And once you understand that and accept it as being reality, guess what? Things will happen for you also. There's a book I should mention. I know we've got a lot of new listeners. It's a free download at my website. The copyright's long expired. You can buy brand new copies off Amazon for about $4 or so. A book that could easily change your life in very, very special ways. The title of the book is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Now, there's probably two or three dozen books of a similar genre. Very few of them. There's a few, but very few of them does what this book does, which is give you very specific instruction on how to gain the clarity, gain the focus that you need to achieve any goal you want to achieve. That's what this book does. It's written from a Christian perspective, by the way. Now, I inadvertently, and most people do, inadvertently stumbled upon these principles as a young man. I was a senior in high school when I stumbled upon these principles. I didn't, and in fact, it's kind of ironic, the book was published about the time I was a senior in high school, 1965 or 66, along in there. It was my wife who first pointed the book out to me, and I did not have the sense to pay attention to her at the time. It was a few years later before I came to understand the importance of this book and actually read it. And I make every effort to read it at least once a year. In fact, I'm due for my annual reading now, maybe a little bit past due, to read the book and refresh myself on the principles. My personal copy has tabs on it and highlighted sections. I typically buy several copies a year that I make a gift to people that I think will both read it and make use of it here and there. And I've always got positive feedback from those individuals. Most of us have goals we want to achieve. The majority of us do. And you can achieve these goals if you follow the principles in this book. You can, and you will. Now, how good is that? Maybe a personal relationship goal, maybe a career goal, maybe a health-related goal. It doesn't matter what it is. And it could be any number of goals. It could be 6 or 8 or 10 goals. It doesn't matter what they are. So I encourage you to either buy a copy of the book off Amazon or where you can find a used copy in a antique store for 50 cents about a year ago or so. Whatever it takes, download the copy, get a copy off Amazon, find one at a used bookstore. It doesn't matter. Get the book and read it. And once you understand the value of the book, the fact the principles have been implemented by men and women literally for centuries to achieve their goals. That's what's so important about this. This is how the people who make things happen on this planet, this is their secret. In fact, there's another book titled The Secret of the Ages by Collier, another St. Louisan, by the way. There was a DVD that came out a few years back. It was even featured on Oprah, titled The Secret. I watched this thing twice. I still have a copy of it, maybe two or three times. I don't know. But they made reference to a book without naming the title of the book. The title of the book is The Secret of the Ages. Ironically, I ran across a copy of the book. A friend of mine, he goes to industrial auctions and brings back boxes full of stuff, frequently books. And when the book was written about a century ago, a little more than a century ago, it came out in several different volumes, and you had to buy all the volumes to get the complete book. And there was about three or four of the volumes in this box of books, and I started reading it, and I realized, oh, this is the book. This is the book that they talk about in that DVD titled The Secret. It was featured on Oprah. And it didn't take me long. Once I had the title and the name of the author to find a complete book on Amazon, I have a copy here about 6 feet from where I'm sitting. It gets into more of the details and nuances. It's a fairly large book. It's probably 300 or 400 pages. I can't reach the book out here while I'm on here. But, well, maybe I can. I have a pretty long cord here. Let's see if I can stretch this thing out and reach over. And here, I got it. The Secret of the Ages, Robert Collier. And here we have, looks like about 390 pages. The subtitle, The Master Code to Abundance and Achievement. The Master Code to Abundance and Achievement. Once again, I know people won't pay attention. Listen up here. The title of the book is The Secret of the Ages, Robert Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, Charlie Oscar Lima Lima, India Echo Romeo, Robert Collier. You can get copies on Amazon. Well, he goes into a lot more detail than Dr. Murphy and about the historical references, the fact. And it is a provable fact that many of the most productive men and women on the planet in science, technology, business, religious leaders, political leaders, for centuries have understood and implemented these principles. People like Thomas Edison have known, understood, and implemented these principles. The Secret of the Ages. That's a pretty a title that will get your attention, isn't it? And it is The Secret of the Ages. It truly is. And it can work for you. There's no reason why it can't. None at all. So get the book, read the book, understand the principles. Get Dr. Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Read the book, understand and implement the principles. And you can and you will change your life in many, many positive ways and achieve those goals that have been eluding you for maybe 2 or 3 years or maybe 30 or 40 years. Why not? Go for it. Hey, go for it, you know? Of course, there has to be some goals need to be reasonable. There's things that would be almost impossible to do. If you're 60 years old and have a high school education, the odds of becoming a brain surgeon are almost non-existent. You know, let's face reality here. But there's many, many goals that are realistic and achievable. And of course they are realistic and achievable. And this book will give you the instruction you need to achieve those goals. That's what it'll do. Got a break coming up here. We've got time for maybe one quick call at 800-313-9443. A new year ahead of us. New presidential administration is doing the things that need to be done. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take...
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of January. We've got our last caller on hold here. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. First of all, I love what you've done. You have helped me in a lot of ways. But I'm going to have to qualify when you talk about Collier, I know you're not smart. You're an intelligent man. Have you looked into the background of Collier at all as to who he is and what he was doing?
Well, I know he was originally going to be part of the ministry and made a career change, but I don't recall offhand anything other than that.
Well, he was into metaphysical aspects and a spiritualist, not necessarily a Christian man. So, John, I think it's dangerous when you know what metaphysical means. It's abstract thought. It's speculative thought. It's esoteric thought, and he's tied it in. We know that although the mind is a powerful computer, I believe that God created, there is no power in our mind, in my understanding, outside of what God allows us to do. And when you take him out of that equation, you get on very dangerous ground. So, you know, you have helped me in a lot of ways. And I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to give some people some caution.
I agree, John. Everybody should always exercise caution and discretion on one hand. On the other, I usually don't talk about Collier or his book that much. I usually emphasize Dr. Murphy's book, because Dr. Murphy was a well-known Christian, and his book is written from a Christian perspective. Collier's book is more for the deep aspects in it and the deep philosophical aspects of this behind the scenes. And I agree with you, John. Everybody should always exercise caution and
into dangerous ground, John. We get into dangerous ground when we even begin to believe that John Moore's mind or John at Tennessee's mind, because of what we think, can do anything. We, you know, if we're Christian men, and I am, and I believe you are, we know we can do nothing unless we're doing it through Jesus Christ. So that's what got Satan in the position he was in. He was going to put himself in the position of the Most High. And when we go about it intellectually, and we go about looking for, as much as I'm somewhat pleased to see Donald Trump in the office, to think that he's going to do anything to change this nation for the good, until Christians really grasp in their mind and their heart, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're blowing smoke. It will not and cannot happen until we realize what the battle is really all about. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I appreciate what
That's
you've
fair
done.
Enough.
I've got a great friend in Ralph Epperson that I talk to on a regular basis.
Well, good. So I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate the call. We're out of time today. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Safe Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.